Hello and welcome to The Wind is the original radio podcast where we have conversations with the best nature listeners in the world. I'm Melissa and I'm creating this podcast with Earth FM. We'd like to remind you that our free app is available for iOS and Android, and this is your gateway for over 1,000 immersive nature soundscapes around the planet. In today's episode, I'm talking to Naun Saldaña, a Peruvian sound artist and resilient designer. Naun will tell us why sound is part of his life, with a very fascinating story from the jungle back to his childhood, his speculations about interweaving soundscapes and sound conservation with businesses, organizations and societies, redefining their connections. We'll also talk about Escuchadores, a project I found really, really beautiful, and how Naun understands deep listening and more, like imagination and closing our eyes. Thank you for listening.
My name is Naun Saldaña. I am from Peru. I work in innovation projects to combine environment things with design and technology. Work at the same time with the sound artists projects for reflection and research about what is important of the sound to live in this planet.
And what have been your findings? What is important?
My findings? Yeah. In my process of research? Uh-huh. Good question. All the time you have new findings. Now for me, it's the concept of sound conservation. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting concept to explore, to create new links between the business place, corporation place, organizations, and society. Because now I think in the climatic change, what kind of new connection is needed to the planet? So the concept of sound conservation is really interesting to redefine this connection. So mm-hmm. For the reason I am really excited for this, because I think it's not only theoretical concepts, it's possible to implement in the more pragmatical business projects or more pragmatical approach about how to care specific place where dependency or the resource of a specific society, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting because usually this kind of approach is only, you know, artist approach on reflection, but I think so it's really important to put more pragmatical approach, more evident for the normal people, you know, normal society. For me, this is my last really interesting finding. If you mix technology with specific microphones, a specific approach of understandable of biodiversity, have a really interesting combination to create new scenarios or new positive scenario for the society. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. You say your role is resilient designer. Can you explain what that is?
This is really interesting because for me, all the people have the obligation to define their own target. I invented resilient designer. It's not official name of the university, you know. For me, resilient designer is the person or the professional with the capacity to change and pivot for the different crises every time, you know. So for me, the design in this moment is really important to care more to the design new things. It's more to the design new connections, a new care for the environment, a new care for the people. And for this, it's needed to fail mm-hmm. all the time. Fail and try to make a new thing, to fail and come back with the same energy and understand and learn about this fail. So It's not like design in the initial of the century where you need to create a mass production of the same thing, of the same product, on the same service to progress and to create more profit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For me, in this moment, the design needed to thinking, okay, how to create more good scenario for the different crises happening in this moment, like as climatic change, all the politics issues, all the migration, so that the different problematics happen in the world, you know? So for the reason, design needed to thinking, okay, what is the role in this moment? For the reason I call resilient designer, because I think we need to design for these resilient aspects, you know, resilient approach. Yeah, this is my last talk. Another talk was about, you know, service designer. Another time was social communication, innovation. You know, so every time I change, if my mind and my practice change, it's my approach of my career and and my practice finally.
When you say that you try to push the importance of soundscape into human activities, how with companies, like how does this work?
Yeah. I love this question because it's my work in this moment. So until this moment, all the companies, the big companies, the focus was like, how to create more profit is approach of any business. So another wave was, maybe it's not only for people, maybe a little bit for the planet too. Mm-hmm. So we needed to care or need to invest in projects to care biodiversity, you know, it's more like a responsible. But now, for me, this is a new wave. It's not, you are responsible. You need it. You depend of this. You depend of this ecosystem. You depend of the water. For example, a beer depend of the water. A furniture company depend of the forest. Mm-hmm. So supermarket food depend of the biodiversity. You know, so it's really crazy because until this moment, the society is superior too much with the natural environment. So for the reason, I show and explain, okay, you don't disappear of this, you really embedded of this. So for me, the best way is soundscapes. What kind of sounds you have implications in your process of your operations, you know? So I think the sound have this possible rebel the... Oh, sound amazing, you...
The Starling. This really nice.
Yeah, amazing. So for me, the soundscape is a really good way to explain, okay, you need to care about this because this is a good reflection about what kind of operation happened in your process or operation. So, for example, a beer company have the possible to care the crocs around the area where the company extract the water, for example. So the quality of the water is good when the crocs keep in living around this area. So for the reason, if you have, for example, a bioacoustic approach of the how is the health of the crocs, in the future you can see, okay, the water is become better and my quality of my product has become better. So it's a dependency. The sound for me is really interesting because you can create a link between the care, the biodiversity and the profitable companies, you know, keeping good products in the same time. This is a hypothetical approach on what is the best way. But in this moment, I think it's really necessary to awareness about the importance of the soundscapes in this moment. But it's my dream. Later, we can create these kind of projects more specific or in specific space with more understandable about the vocalizing, you know, of the different animals. Because for me, the soundscape is not only to relax or decoration for your hall, you know?
Yes.
In the last week, I have this reflection with my team about the concept of the carbon credits, you know? It's really crazy. It's like, you contaminate, but you pay for the compassion. You know, it's crazy. So, because it's really ridiculous, because probably there are a lot of huge impact in your process. You need to mitigate your footprint of the carbon. Mm-hmm. So I think so. It's the same happen in the sounds, because if you, for example, have a noisy manufacturer, maybe you need to mitigate the sound of your impact in regards to sound with this manufacturer, you know, mm-hmm. not only for the space around this manufacturer, maybe for the employees in the same time, you know.
Yeah, so
until this moment, I think there are some laws around this. Okay, this is the decibels specifically, but I think these kind of laws don't have a really inter-space approach. It's only about the human, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think the next wave about the laws, I think, is coming for more about the how to care about biodiversity. But in the same time, I think so, new regulation about the, what is the limit of the different noise. My position is that if you have more quiet company, you become more responsible in the same time, you know, more sustainable.
If you have a more quiet company, you become more responsible.
Or more sustainable, because you don't need too much energy. You impact more. So obviously, this is my theory in this moment. But my practice going to work for this area, because my practice between my profession and my interest about the sound close together, new things and new concepts happen in my mind, you know. So maybe it's a fantasy for me, but I prefer to live in the fantasy, not in the desperation of the crisis of, you know. So
did you teach yourself how to listen, or how did that came about for you? Why sound, I guess?
Why the sound is impactful in my life?
Yeah. It's part of you, yeah. No? Strongly.
It's part of me, yeah.
Why?
Totally, yeah. So there are some episodes in my life, more when I was in my shithole times, you know. My mom all the time took me on travel to the jungle to visit my family. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was, I don't know, maybe 6 years old. So I remember after 3 days to arrive in the town, in the jungle where my family live, we down for the bus in the middle of the forest. Mm-hmm. And my mom say me, here live your uncle. You really, because what, from the city, you know, in the middle of the city, after 3 days in the bus, you know, was totally crazy. The bus stopped, was in the middle of the Andes, coming in the jungle. That's really crazy. So suddenly the bus stopped in the middle of the forest. Have a lot of sounds of insects, animals. Crazy, it's like a market but with animals. Thank you. for me was a really, really, really surprise for me, really shocking when I was a kid. So my mom screamed the name of my uncle, Grover, and suddenly silence, quiet, all the animals feel silent. And for me was, oh, wow, this is life. It's not like a music. It's not like, it's usually in the market, if you scream, people scream more, you know, it's not. But in the forest happening another phenomenon is silent for 10 minutes because was in the top of the forest and in behind half the river, you know, so the town is more far away. So my uncle come back with another sound, was a connection with my mom, with my uncle, and said, okay, I arrive. We arrive, you know. So this for me was shocking, and I all the time thinking, wow, was crazy how the sound, the jungle. There are a lot of animals. I don't know what animal is this in respect to this sound, you know. So when I concentration have discovered a new sound and more and more and more, was it like finding a love of this music, you know? It's like you only needed quiet, silence, concentration, and you identify new sound.
Mm-hmm.
2 days, more sounds, more insect, more type of sound. But what is this sound? Ah, it's the same animal with another call. You know, so it's crazy. So all the time ask my uncle, what is the sound? What animal is this? Because it was impossible for me when I was chill to identify what sound is coming for the insect, what sound is coming for the animal or for the monkey or for the, you know, for the bird, because some sounds happen the same, similarly, or you can expect about this specific sound for this specific animal. So that's really crazy. So at the same time, I think the concept, for example, of the acoustic niche, you know, the respectful and the different frequency for the different animals, for me, exploded in my mind. See, oh, wow. Okay, now I understand why my mom went call all the species silent in this moment. So I think so was the first episodes in my life in the jungle when I visit my family. But in the same time, when I live in Lima, in the capital city in Peru, I live front to the airport for the army.
Oof.
So suddenly happened like a drone sound, for because there are like the name of this airplane is the Mirage. It's like a totally noise. The first shock when I see the this kind of airplane destroy the barrier of the noise was crazy, but for me was, obviously, it's really shocking, but in the same time was really adrenalic, uh-huh. You know? I think for this reason, my approach as a musician is more to extreme music, because this kind of sounds become more exciting. It's like, wow, started this flight, you know? I started this airplane. Oh, the sound happened, all the process. It's like, for me, was a sound composition of the of the noise music, mm-hmm. You know? So for this reason, I really have a extreme of kind of music.
Thank you. okay, what kind of sound I base for my body, not on falling my ear, base for my body, base for my mind, really deep in my conscience, you know? So it's really interesting because probably you have interesting connections with, okay, this kind of sound. For example, the sound of the neighbor get up in the morning in the alarm, you know? So probably this kind of sound become more familiar for you. So when this kind of sounds disappear, you needed to adapt again another type of ecosystem sound. So if you have awareness about the kind of sound happening around you, you have more interesting about, okay, what kind of life I living in this moment? What kind of impact have with my neighbor, for example? Maybe I don't scream in this moment because my neighbor is not up now, you know, yet, you know? So it's this kind of relationship in the world where society become a more individualist, mm-hmm. it's really important for me to understand what kind of listening more, better, and more, you know? So not only for human, you need listen your, what is your sounds beyond the voice around you, you know, because it's a good way to create community and care together, you know. So for the reason, if you have more awareness about what kind of sound happening around you, it's like an army. It's like an army for you. It's a power. It's a really powerful tool to create community, to understand what happened in your community, or what kind of sounds become better people or become bad people. It's really interesting. What is the balance between the quiet and the noise? More in the city, because in natural area is another, it's another reality.
I can testify,
you know, it's
yeah.
another reality. So for the reason I really have this question, I recovered your question about that. Why not escuchadores in the city? It's interesting because the silence all the time is like part of the power, you know? You see specific areas, the areas where live the rich people, mm-hmm. it's more silence. Mm-hmm. Are we talking about in the city, you know? It's more silence, quiet, more. It's like a luxury, you know? It's the silence is like, mm-hmm. it's like a new luxury for the different city. At the same time, the noisy part is more to the on the low class. So for this reason, when you control the different noises, it's another way to control the upper class for the low class in the same time. But I think the quiet and the silence in the natural is another thing, because it's not a problem of the humans. There are not human problems of the low class. If you go to this same concept of the quiet and noisy, mm-hmm. going to the some scale on the environment where the human don't live there, it's another way, because the silence here is the it depends what kind of the profit of the silence, but uh-huh. the not sound of the human derivation is positive aspect to respect the interspecies communication for the different, you know, animals and insects and more. But in case, why not to put escuchadores in city? Because this is not the concept to listen the silence, because, you know, it's we don't need artifacts to listen city.
No?
Environment. No.
Why not?
I think so. I think we need it.
I can disagree.
Yeah? Okay, no.
Go ahead.
Because we needed to identify moments in the same place, mm-hmm. on point to listen, to show the different decibels and the different sounds in the same plane. So, for yeah. example, if you go to the market, if you go to the market in the morning, probably you can listen a lot of sounds appear. If you go to the market where all the time is really noisy, but you go in the moment where it's silence, maybe you can identify new sounds that all the time happen, but only for the noisy, this sound disappeared. But not disappeared, this sound happened in this moment. Mm-hmm. But
it's buried.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because there are a lot of sounds don't have the possible to recognize, because we have too much noise in a specific place. So the concept of escuchadores is not about the point, it's about the moments. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's not going to the artifacts to go to a specific place to listen. It's more the moment, okay. A specific time, and with a specific approach. But it was a really interesting question for me, because it's like, for example, my first idea was, okay, I am going to recording some escapes on the different natural areas, mm-hmm. and go to take this artifact and go to install it in the middle of the city. Was my first approach. But I think, so okay, it's a nice installation, but maybe we can reflect more challenging. Okay, maybe it's not artifact, maybe it's a or exercise, for example, you can say, you take attention of these kinds permanent sound in this moment, in this square or in this market specifically, you know?
Interesting. So it's more about the moment of, it's about actually listening and the moment of, so not necessarily identify a species or like, so it's not for an analytical process, is that it? Not your intention, at least, is that it?
Yeah. All the of my projects happen in the jungle. It's crazy. I don't know, because
there must be a reason, no?
Yeah. I remember when I was sick with COVID, in the time pandemic, I feel very bad with fever. But I think, wow, if I died now, what do you like to do? Satisfy my inner kid. I was in the jungle, in really was in the grandma home. So I think suddenly in my mind, I remember when I was kid, part of my fascinate of the sound of the jungle was, okay, I would like to go in the night and go in the middle to listen. But really? I feel too fear, because it was really scared, because all my cousin was a really brave cousins, you know, to go around for different place.
Your cousins that live there, they are from there, yeah.
Yeah. So, and my cousin scared too. So for the reason, well, for me was the devil size. In my imagination, I say, okay, maybe we can create like a capsule in the middle of the forest and introduce in the middle, and we can listen in the night of the different sound. My cousin say me, yeah, it was a really cool idea. So when I was adult and when I was sick, I say, okay, I need to fabric this artifact. So I started to create this artifact, so I connect with my architecture, apply a different residence, suddenly have a specific artifact with the possible two installation in the different natural areas. But suddenly there are more institutions interesting about that. So, and for this reason, I connect with CERNAMP. It's like a institution to protect a different sound conservation area in Peru, and launch like a challenge to, okay, the people have the possible to voting where I can put escuchadores to listen. So my hypothesis was, okay, in the same time, there are a lot of the place to see the landscapes on the beautiful place and more. So I think so at the same time we is needed to create a space to listen the soundscapes. Because if you listen the soundscapes, you really listen the life living there in this mm-hmm. place. But probably if you see a beautiful landscape, probably there don't have nothing life there, only to the beautiful flowers, but everything artificial, typical European garden, you know, but not too much, you know? Yeah, typical French garden with not much biodiversity. But so for the reason I think, so this is really important to create a place to the people can listen good on the all the biodiversity of the sounds, because it's beautiful too. So there are a lot of institutions, national institutions, international institutions, organizations interesting about that. Going to install this August in the specific sound conservation area.
Congratulations. I really like this project. It's really nice. Everything that you are saying to just create a moment specific for people to listen. And it's a piece of technology in a way. And I guess that's necessary just to have people focusing on listening to these things, I guess. And it looks really nice also.
Yeah, it's the point.
It's really beautiful.
The part of architectonical part, because I have the idea about the design of this, but it's really needed to possible to the people introduce their insights and support to people. So I needed to consulting about the what is the best architectonic way, basically. So yeah, I work with Harold. Harold was my architecture to provide the solution of the more architecture part.
Does it imitate the inner ear somehow?
Yeah, some parts right. of the ear. Yeah. Some part of the ear. Yeah.
Nice.
The concept was maybe we need to create like a ear, but inside, you know, like a different organ. Was a really fascinating process. My plan is to recording a documental of this process, because happened a lot of things. For example, it's anecdotal. The architect was really fascinated to go with me in the jungle, because he never visited the jungle. We designed all of the artifact in the residence in the mountain. It's another environment, more friendly for the humans, you know, in the Sacred Valley. But the gift to my architectures said, okay, if we have really good product, finally, going with me to the jungle to install it in a specific place in the jungle. Finally happened. He don't support the jungle only 2-3 days because the mosquito, the insects. These kind of things happen a lot in the process of create a different part of the escuchadores. But for me, it was really interesting because it's another way to show the vulnerability of the people, of the human, because sometimes human think like the kings of the planet, you know, but we are really vulnerability because have a lot of dependency of the natural things, you know. The water, for example, you can think the life if you can drink the water 2-3 days. It's complicated, you know.
You might die. Maybe that's a consequence.
Yeah.
So how did people receive the project?
Were really cool because you have a lot of curiosity about how they feel inside this kind of artifact with immersive sounds with the different earths, you know. I feel that the people have a lot of curiosity about this experience, you know. I remember the first night I spent inside was amazing. It's like going to another planet, you know. It's like travel on another part of the planet, but this is the same planet, you know. It's just really cool because it's like an amplification of the different sound you only listen in the regular volume, but with these ears you have more intensive sounds. It's like you have really close to the animals and the insect in you, but it's not close for you, it's only the sound, so or the vibration, you know. So I think so it's really amazing, a more immersive experience. Happen new reflection of the people. This is my intention, but finally the people have their own ideas after this experience, you know. I think why escuchadores now, and what is the final goal of these escuchadores, you know, of my vision of escuchadores. I think it's like crazy person who don't have the time to listen around.
A crazy person, you know? Who doesn't have the time to listen.
To listen, you know?
If you crazy.
Probably don't have awareness about the you know, it's probably this person don't have time to connect with nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's crazy. Because it's crazy. And because don't listen nothing. But I think so. If you push like okay, this place is only to listen. Oh wow, okay, going to listen. Okay, because listening is really, really easy to disappear, because listening happens every time. So for the reason is like you have a specific point to listen. Okay, you push people awareness. Okay, I need to listen in the moment. Fantastic. This is the first step. But the second step, my vision is that one time you have the possible to listen, another layer is the possible to understand. To understand, okay, this kind of sound, meaning of the rain is coming. This kind of sound, meaning of this reproduction of this bear is healthy or no. So I think with possible to process a lot of information like a sound, we have the most possible to connect with the meaning of the sound environment. So and my fantasy is to create in people the possible to understand more the environment and more the another species, and for this reason become respectful. I hope so. You know, that's the point, that's the goal. Maybe I can see this in my time, in my life, but this is the road of my vision. For the reason I spend time and money to create escuchadores, basically. Yeah. I keep thinking about that. Eh?
You keep thinking about that? That
fantasy. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We can become more polemic.
Yes.
Because I think, okay, that's a really positive approach as and say, okay, yeah, with technology, we have possible to understand more the species and what kind of, say, specific species. You know, But this is in the best scenario. But in the worst scenario, probably this is to domestic more and to control more. Maybe it's not good way suddenly if we have the possible to understand. Because for I have another episode of the history. For example, when the Western people go to the indigenous place, you know, so happening the same thing. I don't understand where maybe we need to put the religion to understand together, you know, so and to create more, you know, and because it's really an ethic problem here. It's like a why human is like a hero to the natural. But maybe it's not the hero. Maybe it's the dominance of the to control and keeping the dependency, you know. So it's polemic because I think it depends who is the institution, who is the society, who is the approach, the technology have created another type of use. And worse use is maybe to dominate a space where, I don't know, it's interesting. But for this reason, it's really necessary to understand and take the control of the tools, you know, like microphones, technology, like approach. So there are a lot of things we don't have, nothing idea, nothing knowledge about different behavior of the animals. So when I have the more possibility to understand more and create more connection, maybe we can create better world to create a better scenarios too. Not only for the people, not only for the humans, more for the animals, you know.
But do you think sound, like listening, like be available to listen, do you think that can be a way for people to care?
Maybe to care is the next step. Maybe the first to inform, you know. To inform or to know this kind of species exists, you know, or this kind of attitude exists. But happening with people, if you don't have the possible to the deep listening of the deep listening with for another people, for your couple, for your friends and more, you don't live a good quality life. Probably you only live like, oh, yes, this is my friend, but when I go together to drink a beer, don't listen nothing, only to talk. And when listen, I'm thinking another thing, you know? So I think so the importance of the listen is the possible to connect with the present, you know? And and that's really important for where this kind of world in this moment, where there are a lot of abstract, you know, connections, or there are a lot of individualist approach on softwares, service only to the self-service, you know. So listening in this case is really important to keep attention of this, and later and then care if you interesting to the care. It's like, for example, oh, I love this kind of song with this beer. I care this beer because I feel, yeah, I feel good when they listen this, you know. So, or when the kids scream in the street, I like it because I feel living in the neighbor with life, you know. So you can care if you don't have the possibility to connect or listen this, you know.
You can't care if you have the possibility to connect. Yes, I agree with that.
What do you say, or what do you think of a culture that is maybe having a fantasy or even fetishism for, quote, the sounds of extinction? I know it has its importance in certain contexts, but so much for the sounds of the last animal or the last rainforest in a certain condition. And this is actually part of the history of wildlife recording quite at the beginning. I think we also need the stories of regeneration and flourishing, or do we want museums, you know?
Wow, this is an amazing question. You know, in regards to the Western approach about keeping, no, or capture the last sound, you know?
Yeah.
I have answered about that.
Yes.
Is the impulse of the transcendence. Because if you look all the human manifestation from the first drawing of the first painting,
Oh, the caves.
Things was to preserve the essence of the humans. In the same time, the IA of the artificial intelligence is happening the same thing. It's like how to translate all my essence to live for all the time. So for two reasons, you took the attention, no, this disappear, but you keeping in the life is like a reforce the idea that you are transcendent. It's tricky, obviously, but I think in the same time, it's an illusion. Because, for example, the digital things, when you put a digital artifacts, or for example, notes, and become the digital, do you have the illusion, it's keeping in the cloud? No, this is a real thing. This is a server. It's a physical thing. It's not abstract in the cloud, in the... This is an illusion for the market to the thinking, you have the possible to the transcendent. I think so is that happening with this kind of sounds of the, this kind of sound is disappeared, but reinforced you keeping in the life and you keeping in the transcendent, you know? So, in my opinion, maybe it's more interesting not only to recording or the capture the last, maybe to imagination, what is the new type of sound of the regeneration? Mm-hmm. For example, if you go to the place where regeneration not happened yet, maybe you can imagine how did I transfer the soundscape when regeneration happened? Or what kind of new birds coming again or increase the population, for example? No, or how this insect modify the vocalization when increase are more healthy, for example. So this kind of imagination is more honest for me, for the human. Because the human, probably the most powerful tool is the imagination to create new scenario and creativity things. So why need only to recording the last? Maybe it's more interesting to reproduction and imagination, new sounds. It's like a speculation sound, you know? And
What do you think it's important in this context, also thinking about the role of technology?
I think technology is good for some scenarios, but for me it's more important to teach the kids to listen. I think so is more impactful for society or for community, for example. You know? So I remember when I visit a small town in the middle of the jungle, it have an insect, it's like a bees to create a honey. So it was interesting because only three persons have the ability to capture what kind of sound is happening of these insects. Only three persons, the old persons. But the new generations don't have the possible to recognize the sound of these insects. So if these people died, it's like a died capacity of recognize these insects, because these insects have connection with a specific resource, like a honey or like a specific medical things, you know? So it's like in the Western approach, it's like you lost a specific pill or a specific medicine, you know? It's like when, for example, there are three people speaking the specific language and these three people die, disappear this language.
Yeah, and it carries the loss of culture as well. So the classic, what is deep listening for you?
For me, it's a way to live, because my best realized moment happened when I stay in a deep listening in me. Not only for the environment, deep listening with myself. The best ideas, for example, happen when I deep listen with myself. Or the best capture insight in people happen when I deep listening with these people, you know? So it's a capture that insight what is needed. Or when I, you know, when I realize about that, oh, wow, this place is amazing, it's beautiful, happened when I deep listening. So for the reason for me is a good way to discover life in all the terms, mm-hmm. you know, in my relationships, in my connection with my professional things, family things, environment things. So for the reason it's really holistic and really absolute, you know. So I think so it's really important to promote mm-hmm. deep listening for everything, you know, for the people and institutions, for politics things. Imagine politicians with a capacity for the deep listening the population. Maybe we can create more interesting laws or more interesting decisions. Yeah, for me, this is my practice in regards with the deep listening. I remember when I was new, this concept was in the sound camping. It's like a project of my friends in Peru. Wow, beautiful animal. sound camping is like a lot of people come together in the middle of the natura, 2 days, to only communication with sound and have a lot of exercise to listen and to create different type of sound and different stuff. I remember the first exercise was to recognize the position of my friends only with the earth, you know, with a different sound. It was a really amazing because I think, oh, wow, it's a really powerful tool to recognize the positions or recognize the physical things in regards to the tone and the specific voice of my friends. It was really amazing because the people never told before because have guidelines for mimics and the different signals. But mm-hmm. when I imagination, okay, this person have this kind of voice, you know, and this person have this kind of voice, and you can recognize, interpret, no, you know, you can say, oh, this person, this voice has a specific identity and have a specific personality, you know, in regards with the voice. So it's like a create a new layer of the meeting these new people. So it's really interesting because it wasn't my first exercise of deep listening, and I really awareness, oh, wow, that's really, really cool to meet more, you know, people, environments, scenarios, and a lot of things. For example, it's like at the tone of the specific sounds. For example, you lost the capacity of the organ to listen, but if you learn to identify the different tones in the different sound, or the different frequency, is another way to learn and capacity to immerse more with the same sound. You know, for example, when you go to the forest, if you know nothing about the animals, insects, but if you go to the your biologist friend, probably he show a lot of insects, animal in only 1 meter of the walking, you know. So for the reason, I think that knowledge is really interesting in regards to the capacity for create a more deep listening. So if you have more knowledge about the possible to listening, you have more capacity for more deeper. So the same happens when you live in the same place and you keep attention about that, what kind of sound happen around you. For the reason I really warning about the use of the headphones use in society, because it's like a disconnected with the environment sound you live in. It's like a create more bubble, sound bubble, in your transit of your specific, I know it's interesting.
Yeah, but it's also interesting why people do it, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe
they really want to be in that bubble, you know, and not commuting from work every day from Monday to Friday, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, or maybe more comfortable to keeping in the same bubble with your same music, with the same podcast, with the same ideas, you know.
Yeah.
Listening for me is not only the capacity to use the air, you know, it's the capacity to accept all the stimuli around you and recognize in the same time.
Recognize.
In the same happen with the emotional things, for example. Maybe it's totalist, but I think, for example, you are feeling emotional I think it's a good way to listen to, because finally you feeling in your hair or you feeling in your nervous system about that specific emotion. So it's a good way to approach a specific scenario. How do you feeling with this specific stimulate, you know? Or how your mind recognize, okay, this sound with this texture, with this smell or this flavor, conditional of these emotional things. So I think so it's a really interesting way to see this kind of deep listening, you know, the listening and the deep listening too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the conventional listening is a really biological thing. It's like a all the time lost capacity for the recognize different frequency, because we become older and we can listen all the frequency. So that's interesting, because it's like a organ, you know, it's have a all the time chain.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But in the same time, probably you don't use all the frequency to recognize and to connect with this, but with time in the world, in this reality, okay, probably your organ become all the lost frequency, but you increase of the experience or different type of wisdom of the appreciate, you know. So because the history, the cultural approach, the political, you know, so there are a lot of nuances and ingredients in your new way to listen the same phenomenal vibration, you know. I don't know, for this reason it's really interesting to see this kind of beyond the capacity to listen specifically, you know? When I got in the night into the forest, so there are two things, looking for animals only outside in the night, or the hunting for my uncles, because my family have traditions. The way to take protein is not only to have chickens in the garden, you know. this is a really European traditional, you know. So obviously it's really convenient, but it's not the only way to the usually the indigenous people take meat, basically. But it's interesting because my family is a mix between indigenous and colonized people, but there are a lot of values coming for the indigenous and the same values coming for the Catholicism, for example. So, for example, the process for the hunting only happen when the special moment. It's like, for example, oh, Melissa come. Okay, go hunting to serve Melissa special dishes, you know. But it's not hunting like a European. It's like a no sport hunting, you know. It's like, no, it's not. It's totally distant. So for reason, when I go to the night, only for this type of process to.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the surprise is that in the night, the some escape is totally different what in the morning or in the afternoon. The night is like happen a lot of things, because you have more imagination, because you can see nothing, but the potential of your imagination create a more immersive sound, you know. It's a way to create a deep listening, basically, you know. So I think this is a really powerful of the close your eyes. It's interesting because when you close your eyes, okay, you can see something, like, you know, maybe some color, but finally it's dark. But it's interesting because it's like the easy way to create a canvas, a creative canvas sound, you know? It's like a creative canvas, it's empty, and everything, you know, it's like a good way to the reimagination what happened in your environment. I think so we need to listen more and I need to close eyes more, maybe. So, for example, I have a friend, I have a really interesting habit. When he eating, close the eyes all the time. Why you close eyes? Try. was amazing. You really immersive your food. It's like a wow, the texture, and you really enjoy food when you close your eyes. You wow. For this reason, when you kiss, you close your eyes. Or when you, I don't know, or your imagination a really deep idea, you close your eyes. So I think so, the close your eyes is really potential to create another scenario, you know? It's the portal of the fantasy. Ah.
Yeah.